Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
And there was this moment where I was just like, fuck, he's got me. Like, he has fucking got me. Is this subspace? I don't know. I guess it is. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It fucking rocked me. I mean, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still going, what the fuck was that? Hello, everyone. Well, I'm going to jump right in. I have a very interesting subject that I want to go over today. And, I haven't talked about subspace in a while and how that's kind of changed for me since I started delving into that. And I think I've just recently hit a new zone. I don't even know what the fuck to call it. But I think it's the first time I really felt the need for it, just the pure, unadulterated need, primal, carnal need for it. I had to have it. And I was with Cowboy Ann, and I just grabbed his hand and put it around my throat, and that just kicked it off. And we just did some things, and I don't know how to explain it. It was like, out of body. I don't know what happened. I don't know what clicked, but I felt it like in my fucking bones. Like, I need this right now. I can't do one thing. I can't think. I can't move. I can't blink my fucking eyes until I have this fix. I need this fix. Fortunately, I didn't have to say a thing. He knew exactly what I needed. And he just took me someplace I've just never been. It literally felt like being high. It felt like I was intoxicated. I was absolutely not intoxicated. I was not under the influence of anything other than whatever chemical in my brain was fucking kicking off. And it took off big time. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is happening? Like, what happened to me? What was that? I don't know. I had to have him. I had to have him take me over, possess me, just totally overtake me. And he did. And there was this moment where I was just like, fuck, he's got me. Like, he has fucking got me. I mean, mind, body, everything. Like, I am his right now. I am fucking his. It was surreal. It was surreal. My whole body, and I've had this before, the body tingles where I couldn't figure out what was going on. From head to toe, everything was tingly. And I just felt very light and floaty. Again, like you would imagine being, you know, slightly intoxicated or under the influence of something. And when he moved me a certain way, I was pliable. I just went, it was fluid. I don't know. I don't know how to figure this out. Now that I'm not in that state, you know, I've just been thinking about it going, what the hell? What the fuck was that? What the hell was that? He tied me up. And I just, of course, I was, you know, just completely in that submissive mindset, ready and willing, but I needed it. You know, there's times where I want to do it. You know, it's like a cognitively, yes, I'm thinking about it mentally. Yes. Oh, yes. This is exciting. I want to do this. But this was more, you know, like you're, you know, automatically your body, you breathe, you know, it's autonomic. This was like that, where it wasn't a cognitive thought that, okay, yes, I'm going to do this. It just was this very strong physical need for it. And then the space, when I got it, I quickly was just in this space that I haven't quite been in yet. I've been, you know, I've had similar experiences, but this was really this was deep this time. This was really fucking deep. And I mean, just, it's all just like his voice, his hands, his smell. Like I said, it was very primal. And I was so fucking wet. I mean, just ridiculously wet. And I don't know, there's something going on. I mean, this time that I've been out visiting him, I've been like, he always gets me very excited. And my body reacts to him without a doubt. But this time I'm just dripping, drenching. I mean, just crazy, crazy wet. And this time was just like it, you know. And he would just, his, you know, if he would tell me to come for him, it was like a trigger went off in my head and like a little bolt of lightning ran through my body. And I just complied. And I've done that before for sure. But this was just a little, just different this time. And I could feel everything almost like in slow motion, if that makes any sense. But in slow motion, and then almost like, this is going to sound really strange, but almost like outside of myself. Is this subspace? I don't know. I guess it is. I don't know. I don't know what to think. And the times that this is, you know, notably happened, I'm always caught off guard by it. I mean, we have some crazy sex, no doubt about it. Our chemistry is, otherworldly. I don't even know how to explain it. I'm going to try to pin him and see if he has a better way to put it, you know, if I can get him on a podcast. But I just was, I don't know, maybe it was having that need and then having it met right then and there, just right in the moment when I needed it and I got it. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was the, you know, the satisfaction. We're not around each other all the time. So, you know, a lot of times I'll have that feeling, but he's not around, you know, and I'll need him. I'll need that dominance. I'll need that whole mental takeover. And, but it's weird because, see, this time there wasn't a lot of, he didn't have to do a lot to get me there. It was just, he just stepped right into it. And oh my God, the sex that time, Jesus, fuck, I don't even know. I can't tell you. I don't know how many times I came. I don't know. And this is what really kind of lets me know that a lot of this stuff, and I don't know if it's for men too, I don't even know, but it's so cerebral for me, you know, my orgasms. They can be both. They can be mechanical, obviously. I can, you know, use a vibrator on myself, all that stuff, or a dildo, you know, that kind of thing. And I can mechanically make it happen. But when it's mentally happening, it's crazy because, you know, you can literally be having the mechanical orgasm and the mental orgasm because you're so connected with someone else. I didn't even know that shit existed. I got to tell you, I did not know. I mean, I've certainly been with people where I'm super, super excited. And that part of it mentally, yes, you know, it helps get you there faster, but it's almost like it's an assistant to the mechanical portion of the orgasm. And this is all just, it's just mental. It's the mental connection, the tie or the bond or whatever you want to call it that I have with him. And I'll be honest, I was, you know, the other thing he did too was I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but he put my collar on me. And I've been having real mixed feelings about that lately. I've been really on the fence about that. Like, You know, I just don't know. I have a lot of conflict over that. But that's probably for a whole other podcast, because I could go on and on about that. But he just went and got it, put it on me. And I almost want to say, like, I was relieved, if that's even possible. Just like, he put it on me and I just knew, like, okay, this is how it's going to be. This is what's happening. And I had no qualms or mixed feelings about it in the moment. I was completely there. So that's it. Like I said, that's a whole nother little thing I'll have to delve into, but this just crazy, you know, like head to toe tingling and the, you know, when he's grabbing my throat and just, and, you know, squeezing it, and I'm almost passing out, but it's keeping me, like I said, light and floaty, and I'm already light and floaty, and it's just, it's taking it to a whole nother level. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying or what I'm trying to describe, to be honest with you. I felt like I had to get this out. I had to get this out. I'm pretty sure too, I came pretty quickly. Just the first one just happened pretty quick. If I look back, like we took pictures and video. If I look back at the pictures, he did get some good pictures, but it's like, it did kind of, there's this one that he took like in the very first part where he's just got, you know, I'm all tied up and he's got his, I'm sitting on my knees and he's got his hand on my throat and I'm like, that's it right there. Like, boom. That was the second where I was just like, oh fuck, you know, like he's got me. I'm totally possessed. Oh yeah. It was crazy. Super crazy. And my mind is just completely like blank, devoid of thought. Think about that. Try not to have a thought. How do you not have a thought? I had no thought. I'm only focused on him and all of the just sensations coming in. No thoughts, just in the moment, feeling it all, feeling it, just taking it all in, letting it come in. And it comes in fast, really fast, a lot of sensations at once. And it fucking rocked me. I mean, I'm still thinking about it. I'm still going, what the fuck was that? What is this guy doing to me? What's happening to my body? I've tried Googling this shit. I can't fucking find anything about it. I mean, I have to know. I have to understand it. I don't fucking get it. This, if you, you know, if people saw us together, it's just, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Why him? How does he do it? How do we have that weird fucking connection? It's just a strange connection. And I think back to when I first met him. I mean, never saw this coming. Never, ever. I would have bet flat against it. No doubt. Like, there's no, someone who said, that guy's gonna, like, do all these things and fucking rock your world. You're not gonna know what hits you sexually. You're not even gonna know what to do with yourself. I'd be like, what? No way. No. You know, because I always thought of all the guys I was seeing, I worried the least about my connection with Cowboy Ann. I mean, that was a sleeper cell. Like, I did not see that coming. I never. I was always like, I even thought to myself, like, well, the one thing I can count on is that he and I knew we had good sexual chemistry. That's always been there. But I remember thinking, okay, you know, of all the guys I'm seeing, he was the last one that I was worried about that I would have this ridiculous connection to. I mean, I just couldn't have predicted it. And I have no doubt he'd say the same, you know, that it just, I mean, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he's like, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say maybe that he would say the same. I don't know. I'm guessing. I'm just guessing, you know, but Jesus Christ. Whew, I don't even know what to say, but I've got to figure this out. If anybody out there, like if there's any subs out there that have had this experience or that know what the fuck I'm talking about, because I don't even fully know what I'm describing here. I'm just describing it, but I don't really even know what it is I'm describing. What has happened to me? What is happening to me? I can't put my finger on it. And I hate that kind of stuff. I'm logic. I'm reasoning. I'm based in all of those fundamentals. So for this shit to be happening to me is very hard for me to wrap my head around. I have to have a logical reason for this. There has to be an explanation. And like I said, it felt like there's times where I am with him and it feels like I'm intoxicated, and I'm absolutely not. So there's some chemicals being released that are fucking strong and they're flooding my, you know, my nervous system, and, you know, just having this massive effect. It's the strangest thing. I mean, it's really fucking cool. And hot and sexual and just primal and oh my God. I mean, everything. It's just hitting on all these cylinders at once, and maybe my brain's melting down. Maybe it's causing an overload. I don't know. I do not know, but I have to figure it out. I have to know what it is. I remember, well, the last time this happened where I had the tinglies and that was in the summertime. I did some research and I found a couple, gosh, and I didn't save that guy's, this one Dom, and he had posted some things that some subs had sent in. And one explanation was like, it all sounded similar, but one was really, really dead on. Damn it. Where was that? No, I don't remember now, but I should have bookmarked it anyway. Maybe I need to dig deeper and try to do a little more research, but it's just, I don't know. There's something about him and there's something about me and him and me together. It's like spontaneous combustion. I mean, it kicks off and it's fucking crazy. I don't know. I don't even know that I have the words to really fully do it justice and fully explain it. I need to find somebody who's putting it more eloquently. I need to read somebody else's explanation, and then I'll go, yes, that's it. That's exactly it. And then I will steal what they were saying and I will make that part of my language and I'll start explaining it that way because it'll make sense the way they put it. I just can't figure out how to make it make sense, especially if someone's never experienced it. But yeah. I don't think I can ever say, really, after this, that like I don't have it in me to be submissive, or that I can't be coaxed into subspace, or yeah, because no, I absolutely can, have, will, want to. It's a strong need that has to be satisfied. I may be able to shelve it for a while, but it's going to have to be fed. And I don't know anybody else that can do it but him, that's ever done it but him. And that's a little weird. That's a little weird to think about. Like, yeah. Crazy. Well, I do not know even if this podcast that makes any fucking sense, or why I'm even doing it, but I had to talk about it. I just had to talk about it because it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know how to not want that and how to not need that. And it's weird that it's this strong, and it's something that up to this point in my life, I've never experienced before. And now it's like this big part of me that has to be fed. Like I said, you can shelve it for a while and put it off and, you know, not think about it or, you know, try to sort of manage it. But eventually it's going to have its way. And there's just some fucked up crazy shit that I now need that I don't know what to do about that exactly. So we'll see how all that unfolds. All right. Well, I think that's going to about, that'll about do it. That's enough of me just talking in circles about something I don't explain very well and don't understand very well. All right. Hope you can all follow that one. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.